Holos Rusinil Amerika.
Dobrý večer, dáme i pánové, i vítajte na reláciu Holos Rusinil Amerika. Prichodíme k vám každú nedíľu na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinské rádio, o 5.4. hodine u Pittsburghu a 5.10. hodine u Priašovi. Ja jem Dean Polovka a dneska je nedíľa 26. júna 2022. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinil Amerika. Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, here on your Russian radio station, Russian FM, archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Poloka, and today is Sunday, June 26th, 2022. Happy birthday wishes go out to Dr. Anna Plishkova. Anna's birthday is June 27th. She was born in the village of Pichne, which is in the county of Snina in Upper Zemplin County. She is a professor, linguist, journalist, and Russian language codifier in Slovakia. She graduated from the Faculty of Arts of the University of Pavel Josef Šafárik in Prešov. Before the fall of communism in the late 1980s, she was editor of the Ukrainian periodical Nové Zhitya. After the creation of Rusinska Obroda, the Russian Renaissance organization after the fall of communism, she became part of the editorial staff for the Russian publications Narodne Novinky and the magazine Rusin. She currently lectures and leads the Institute of Russian Language and Culture at Prešov University. Happy birthday, Anna. I know Anna quite well. When I studied there 30 years ago when she was with Narodne Novinka, she helped me quite a lot as I was doing research for my Russian roots as well as dance and music. So happy birthday, Anna Plishkova. For her, we have Amenohaya I Blahaya Lita, followed by a few songs from her native village of Pichne, as recorded by the Slaviani Folk Ensemble. Хотів би благожелати Ане Плішковій всього найліпше к народженню. Завтра, 27 юня, Ана святкує народження. Ана ся народила у селах Пихне. Ана є редакторка Інститут Русинського язика і культури Прайшівської університету. Як їм штудував в Прайшові перед 30 роками, Ана мі дала намного помочі. Ана, вінчую вам велє щастя і здрав'я к народенінам. Многая і благая літа. Про вас маме худби з Пихного.
Oh.
Even though this radio broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatha Russin Society, we still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the internet. If you would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Poloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. You can also send me some email at this address, dean.poloka@gmail.com, dean.poloka@gmail.com, or you can also donate online by going to our webpage, c-rs.org. On the menu, hover over Donate and click Russin Heritage Radio Program. c-rs.org, Donate, Russin Heritage Radio Program.
Kiedy mi pryda temna land. Your father's and mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time.
My grandfather and all my uncles and aunts were members of the GCU. I'm married and I have three kids, and I found my wife here at the 50th bowling anniversary tournament, and ever since then we've been active in Pittsburgh and Michigan at all the GCU functions.
Well, I joined the GCU when I got married. I'm a mother, a wife, and a grandmother. When we found out we were having a granddaughter, on her christening day, we gave her a GCU life insurance policy. I see a lot of young people being involved, and that makes me, as a grandma, feel really good.
GCU for life, GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of the rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com. GCUUSA.com, where you can also read the June edition of the GCU magazine. So for all that information, go to GCUUSA.com or give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. On today's Historic Focus, we'll briefly talk about the Soviet annexation of Podkarpatska Rus. This Wednesday, the 29th of June, we remember an agreement between the Czechoslovak Republic and the Soviet Union in 1945 that stripped Czechoslovakia of its easternmost republic of Podkarpatska Rus at the conclusion of World War II. After the Soviets liberated Podkarpatska Rus, today the Transcarpathian Oblast in Ukraine, Joseph Stalin had no plans on returning this land to their rightful owners, the Czechoslovak Republic. To Stalin, this tract of land was very valuable and strategic, since it gave the Soviets more access to surrounding countries of Central Europe, such as Hungary. The Russian inhabitants of Podkarpatska Rus stated that this agreement was illegal and created the motto, "About us, without us." Annexation of Podkarpatska Rus was carried out at the end of 1944, and was finalized by diplomatic documentation, often referred to as the Russian Munich. This is in reference to the Munich Agreement in 1938, where Germany, the United Kingdom, France, and Italy gave the Nazis the authority to annex Czechoslovakia without their government's support or authority. In August of 1945, President Edvard Beneš signed a constitutional decree which deprived the inhabitants of Podkarpatska Rus of Czechoslovak citizenship. The decree caused outrage, especially amongst members of the 1st Army Corps, which was made up mostly of Russian soldiers. The latter amendment to the decree at least allowed some soldiers and their families to opt for Czechoslovak citizenship. Despite all of this, the village of Lekarovce, which sits on the border on the outskirts of Ushorod, was able to return back to Czechoslovakia in 1948.
Полова
Before we leave you today, ladies and gentlemen, just a reminder that we have a lot of videos on YouTube that you can view. Go to youtube.com and search Carpatho Russian Society. Also, make sure to check out our friends, the John and Helen Timo Foundation, Lemko with History, and the American Lemko with Marco, who I will be setting up an interview with him in the next couple of weeks, so make sure to stay tuned for that. So that is youtube.com. Carpatho Russian Society, Lemko with History, John and Helen Timo Foundation, and the American Lemko. Make sure, if you want to listen to any of our archives day or night, to go to our media page where you can listen to every broadcast of this program since 2004. The website is c-rsmedia.org. c-rsmedia.org, or make sure to go to our parent page, the Carpatho Russian Society, at c-rs.org. c-rs.org. Thank you for joining me today on Holos Rusinju Amerika, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time for another broadcast here on your Russian radio station, Russian FM. Listen to Russian FM any time of the day or night. You can listen on your computer or your smartphone by downloading the app. Just look for Russian FM or log on to this site, russin.fm. russin.fm. We'll talk to you all next Sunday. Trimaitesya krasny tyzhden. Z Bohom.
Podme sobi dobre lude, podme zaspivati. Podme sobi dobre lude, podme zaspivati. Оту кучка узачава в шамроні гукати. Ходьме собі, добре люди, ходьме заспівати. Оту кучка узачава в шамроні гукати. Закукава кукуленка на високі єблі. Закукава кукуленка на високі єблі. Котра жена мужа б'є, то та буде в пеклі. Закукава кукуленка на високі єблі. Котра жена мужа б'є, то та буде в пеклі. Закукава кукуленка в нашем полю гаю. Закукава кукуленка в нашем полю гаю. Же котрий муж жену б'є, та тот буде в раю. Закукава кукуленка в нашем полю гаю. Же котрий муж жену б'є, та тот буде в раю.
Ой, навайки, мене, брате, навайки, навайки, там, мозика, дивно, граю.
Holos Rusinju Amerika.